From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. Attorney General John Ashcroft today announced the results of an investigation called Operation Great Basin. He said more than 30 people have been indicted in one of the largest immigrant smuggling rings in U.S. history.
After a thorough investigation, we are charging Golden State Transportation with knowingly and willingly participating in an illegal migrant smuggling scheme. We estimate the company illegally transported from 50 to 300 migrants a day to destinations in the United States.
The company transported them from Mexico and apparently operated in seven states. NPR's Barbara Bradley joins us now to tell us about the company called Golden State Transportation. What is it?
That's right. Golden State is a transportation company, a bus company, actually, based in Los Angeles. It operates mainly in the West, in California and Texas and states in between. Ashcroft said the department has moved to freeze the company's assets and will try to put it out of business. And according to the indictment, a large portion of the company's revenues allegedly came from human smuggling. At one point, INS Commissioner James Ziegler said this could be the largest asset forfeiture case in INS history.
Well, tell us, the people at Justice, how do they believe the operation worked? What evidence do they have?
They say that Golden State allowed immigrant smugglers to buy large blocks of bus tickets in advance. Most of the time, the buses departed and arrived late at night, and the company allegedly modified bus routes so that the buses could avoid detection by law enforcement. The Immigration Service believes the conspiracy began back in 1996, but investigators only began tracking it about 2 years ago. The investigation began after Border Patrol agents in Tucson became suspicious. Then the federal government put in undercover agents and began clandestine surveillance, leading to seven arrests made today in seven different states.
30 people indicted. How does that stand? Is it a pretty big deal, do you think?
Well, the INS commissioner says this could be the largest human smuggling operation. It is the largest human smuggling operation by a corporation in the history of the agency. And it sounds pretty big. During the year 2000, the government figures that Golden State transported as many as 300 people a day. It's really hard to imagine another ring topping that. Now, last month, another large smuggling operation was allegedly revealed. That was members of a Chinese smuggling ring, who were not registered as a corporation, have been charged with bringing in thousands of Chinese immigrants over the past 10 years. But Golden State is the biggest U.S. corporation to be charged. And in terms of charges, the Justice Department has gone from top to bottom, indicting everyone from, or people from the CEO to the managers to the bus drivers to six smugglers outside of the company. So it's fairly thorough.
Any relationship here with the investigation into terrorism?
Doesn't appear to be any relation. But Attorney General Ashcroft noted that the attacks on September 11th showed the need to protect our borders while keeping them open to legal immigrants. Later, the INS commissioner noted that there's going to be a lot more law enforcement activity at the border and inside the U.S. And he also said, look, despite the emphasis on investigating the terrorist attacks, We are now going to step up our law enforcement in other immigration violations.
Thank you, Barbara.
Welcome.
NPR's Barbara Bradley.